welcome to town.
All right, appreciate
it. How does it feel to be here and be part of this team?
Feels good. Feels good. I haven't really been around football all off season, so feels good to get back, get into the mix of things, and get the pads and get out here running again.
Just reading a little bit about what you've been through the last 10 months or whatever, mm-hmm. Is it nice to be wanted?
it's a great feeling. Yeah, it's a great feeling. I definitely know what I'm stepping into. I'm coming to a winning organization, and I just want to get in here, make the team, and do my part, and ultimately put this team back to the top where it should be.
Did you talk to Randy at all?
Randy, you know Randy and I, him and I have been keeping in touch since him and I played together at out in Oakland. We spoke briefly. What was said in our conversation really is kind of irrelevant. We're just catching up. That's really pretty much it.
Were you not at all surprised at what Randy did here after leaving Oakland?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. You know, Randy caught a bad rep in Oakland. You know, people don't know that he was playing hurt most of the time. And from day one, from the first time that Randy and I stepped on the field together, I knew he was about one thing, and that's just winning. And I think sometimes the media portrays him to be this guy that he really isn't. But at the end of the day, all he really wants to do is win ball games.
Come on, how much does competition and a crowded backfield here with the Patriots help as far as motivation and things like that for you?
I have all the motivation that I need. I know the backfield is stacked. But that's what training camp is for. Everybody's coming out here trying to make the ball club. And I know what I'm capable of doing once I get my legs up underneath me and get out there and show what I'm capable of doing. It's up to the coaches to decide what players they decide to keep.
Did the Patriots show immediate interest?
I'm sorry?
Did the Patriots show immediate interest? I mean, were they, as soon as you were available?
Yeah, as soon as I was available, my agent called me and told me that he had spoke with the Patriots and that they wanted me to fly up. And, you know, that put a smile on my face. An opportunity, like I said, to come to a winning organization, a winning team. And, you know, anytime you get an opportunity to put on the Patriots uniform, you know, that's something that you have to invite.
Did you feel that way when you were punched to
death? You know what? It took me a while. You know, I couldn't stand the Patriots for a while. When I played for the Jets, of course, you know, they're beating up on us. But when I really sat back and looked at the body of work that the organization has done, you can't help but accept the fact that they're just great players have come through here and worn this uniform, and I'm hoping that I can come through. I know Tom Brady had a number 32 behind him in one of the Super Bowls, and I'm hoping that I can make the team and that could be the case again.
When you're on the outside looking at this team last year, mm-hmm. have you ever let yourself wonder, what would it be like to be part of that type of organization?
No, because I was still with the Raiders organization. And if I'm signed to a team, I don't sit down and think about what it would be like to be part of an organization. But I know what it feels like now. I know what it means to come out here and look at that stadium that I've played in plenty of times. And I know if I come out here and I make this ball club, I know what's expected of me. And I look forward to winning some football games.
Your receiving skills?
I can catch the ball. I'm not, you know, I can catch the ball. I take great pride in running routes and catching the ball. The big thing for me is to make sure that I work on my pass protection and really just get myself in and, you know, get my legs back up underneath me. And I know what I'm capable of doing. Like I said, and the coaching staff knows what I'm capable of doing. It's just a matter of me going out here and doing it.
Does it help that the Patriots are really an organization that seems to embrace players who can do more than just one thing?
One thing is for sure is I know that I'm really confident that the coaching staff is going to allow me to use all of my abilities. As long as I can show them that, A, I can do it, and I can do it on a consistent basis. I know I'm going to get an opportunity to line up a wide out, run some wide receiver routes, maybe show Randy and all the other wide outs a thing or two. But I look forward to it. But for right now, I just really need to learn my plays, get into the playbook, learn the verbiage, and just go from there.
Is it encouraging to you that so many players have come here and kind of had a rebirth from their middle, late part of their career?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I heard that the Patriots were interested, I said, well, Randy left Oakland and came here and had a big year, so hopefully I could do the same thing. And you know, I'm excited. I haven't made the ball club yet. I just signed my contract, which gives me an opportunity to compete for a spot. But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the opportunity, and that's really all I can say about it.
Are you a guy who gets creative with your facial hair? Is that all endearing?
You know, I had to get back to my high school days. You know, bald head, sideburns. That was me. You know, I had to try to get away from the goatee and all that good stuff. So this is me. People who went to high school with me, my teachers, they know that bald head and sideburn, that's just me.
I don't know if you know Matt Light and the offensive lineman here. They like to do a lot of different facial hair things, beards, mustaches.
Oh, I'll stay basic sideburns. Okay. I'll just stick with that.
Conditioning-wise, how are you? How have you stayed in shape? You said you've been away from football.
Yeah, well, I came out here and I passed the conditioning test yesterday, which put a hurting on me. But there's no matter what you do during the offseason, you're going to get sore during camp. Your hamstrings are going to hurt. You just have to work your way through it, and that's what I'm going through right now. I'll work my way through it, and I'll be fine.
What was it like in Oakland with that offense just couldn't get going?
I'm sorry?
How frustrating was it in Oakland with that offense?
I don't think about the pass, you know. I can't get better out here if I worry about the pass. I know right now when I wake up in the morning, I'm putting on a Patriots uniform, and I know I'm very enthusiastic about that. Is that it?
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.